At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
I think the number that makes sense is probably right around Williams, if not maybe a million or two more. The only reason why this one is slightly bizarre to me is if you just look at the Buffalo Bills history, and, you know, Brandon Bean even said it. He's been there 9 years. They've never dealt with anything like this.
It's a good track record for the Bean Man.
It's quite the track record, right? Because it just tells you how they conduct business. They approach it fairly. But I do think it says something that this is happening when, historically, this hasn't been the Bills in the last decade. They like re-signing their players and getting it done and keeping the distractions away from their team. I think this is something they work out. I'm not overly concerned. It's just when, right? Because now we're at that time.
Diana Rossini, we played that earlier. I asked Josh to play it again because, will you let me go a little bit, not quite conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these reporters are well-researched.
Yeah.
But we are hearing a little bit of a drumbeat of, the Bills have never been through anything like this.
Right.
Would they just know that? Would Diana Rossini just know the Bills haven't had a holdout in the nine-year tenure?
I would bet she probably didn't and was told that.
Okay. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe
Someone just offers that, even that, like, isn't from the team. Maybe.
Sure, sure.
She talks to another agent just in passing about it. Like, you know,
they've
never been through anything like this.
That's a very, very good point. Very possible. Because, you know, in any one of these, the reporters, this and that, it's who wants me to know that? Where do we think this information is coming from? And
it's also possible she reached out to somebody with the team to check in about it.
Yes, like, that's right. That's
right. This is the first time we've done this.
It could be that. That's what I'm getting at is
yeah.
That, you know, this doesn't happen with the Bills. Is a Bills side of it.
Right.
This doesn't happen to us. We get out in front of things, and we've pointed that out quite a bit. Yesterday we went through this entire offseason was that they got a bunch of deals done, like knocking them down, bang, 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 four of them.
Yeah.
So – I don't know. Just thought about that. I wonder how many people had that readily available, that this has never happened in their 9 years. We would know that, being around the team all the time. Never been a holdout. Nobody ever missed a practice.
We've talked about it. The last holdout's like, what, Jarris Bird?
Yeah.
It's been a decade.
803-0550 if you have a thought on Cook. Mike Florio has chimed in on Cook. And
okay.
The piece at ProFootballTalk.com is that the Bills have to get this done. They have to move on this now. Bills, James Cook, need to get a deal done ASAFP. And I'll read you. Yeah. There you
Not
go.
Just ASAP.
No, ASAFP.
Hmm.
And I'll read you one little graph from what he says, which this is context. The Bills have a choice. They can milk the rookie wage scale and do what they had hoped to do with Cook, or they can recognize that if they want to win a Super Bowl, it makes sense to take care of one of their best players, even if they currently don't have to. The team has to choose between pursuing its goal of winning a championship and placating the land of collusion in which they reside.
Oh, wow. what are we doing there?
That's a little strong.
The land of collusion.
Other teams won't want them to pay Cook. The management council won't want them to pay Cook. The Bills should want to pay Cook. In the end, it's not about what Cook wants. It's about what he won't refuse. The Bills should make him an offer that he won't refuse. And then they should be careful to properly reacclimate him to the game before he risks injury. There's another benefit to getting a deal done quickly. If they can do it by Tuesday, they'll be able to legitimately ignore any reference to Cook's contractual discontent in the second episode of Hard Knocks.
As if they should really be afraid of...
Well, the point is, whatever comes out tonight on Hard Knocks regarding this tension, if he signed before the episode, it's all water under the bridge.
If he signed before tonight's episode...
Yes.
He's not going to sign before tonight's episode.
Right. Wouldn't it be funny? Right when the episode's about to drop.
Would HBO not be... I mean, what are they going to do? They're not going to, you know, sue the team. But would they not be like, really? The day of? Because I imagine the whole episode is going to be about that. I guess they could just throw in at the end that he signs. But I don't know. I'm still always skeptical. I want... It's getting harder to defend it because... You're constantly hearing, no, they want to do it. They want to do it. Kabeen, I want to pay him. I think I said months ago that I will believe the Bills will pay big money to a running back when I see it. And I still haven't seen it. I've heard it.
What's big money?
Is
Kyren Williams contract?
A second contract.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, Kyren Williams would be big money to a running back. Anything that would be labeled as like, oh, that's an investment right there. I am still wanting to be in believe it when I see it, but it's getting tougher because you're hearing a lot of that they'd like to do it, and it's just haggling about the money, I guess. And that both sides would like, because there's no reason to believe Cook wouldn't want a long-term relationship here, right? Or is there?
One?
Like, no, without the money being a part of it.
Well, the money has to be a part of it.
That's what I mean. Like, the Bills,
it could be that he thinks, maybe I don't want to be here long term, but if the money is too good to turn down, then sure, fine, I'll sign here for 16 or for 14.
But could he see greener pastures on a team that doesn't have a franchise quarterback where maybe he's getting the ball more, maybe he's getting thrown the ball more?
Let's do this test.
Because I think that's hard to believe.
You know the test? You know the test?
What's the test?
What if he went to the Chiefs?
For him?
Just Chiefs, yeah.
Who am I, though? Am I James Cook?
The Bills have him play this year.
Yeah.
He walks. The Chiefs sign him. How do we feel about it?
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay.
Totally fine. I'm totally fine. Is everyone else totally fine? Like, I don't know if Bills fans would be. I am totally fine if he does that.
He'd be their best running back that they've had.
I asked that question about Gabe Davis last year. How would you feel if Gabe Davis went to the Chiefs?
I think Gabe Davis is not really a good wide receiver that you have to worry about.
Uh-huh.
Cook, I think, is a good running back.
That's right. But he's a running back. I'm good with him going to the Chiefs.
The test is always the Chiefs. Would he make them better?
Fine. Sure.
Because if there's one thing that the Chiefs are not, they are not explosive in the run game at all.
No, they're not.
They haven't been explosive in the run game for years.
Nope. No, they're not. But now they're not spending $12 million on something else.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Fair enough. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. On Cook, if you want to throw a thought our way.
Hard Knocks will be all about Cook tonight.
It'll definitely be some about Cook.
It's possible that it's not much. Depends how much, access they get to Cook specifically, right?
They kind of burned through a lot of the stuff early on. They burned through Max Hairston, him getting hurt. That was up and down, right through it.
Trey White and Dawkins.
I do wonder if it's a little less lighthearted, a little less funny. The opening episode was, hey, meet the Bills, look at these guys.
Yeah.
And if episode two is a little bit more of down to business, football, guys fighting for roster spots.
I would hope so, because that's the stuff. I enjoyed the first episode a lot. I could have watched more of it, but I was hoping for more of the what's the intensity level behind the scenes. How these guys are really being coached
in their meetings?
Because they talk about how that happens, but we never ever really see the true coaching, like in the film room and how they're talking to guys, and like that's the stuff that I'm looking for. And right, we didn't get much of that in episode one, but it's four more episodes to go.
If there were one player you'd like to see them focus on tonight, who would it be? I have an easy answer. Very easy answer. In terms of what would be the most interesting.
The most interesting player that they could focus on that isn't James Cook would be Matt Milano.
Okay.
Although he doesn't say much.
That's right.
So I don't know how entertaining
it'd be. Very interesting if they got Milano to speak.
What if they just follow him around and he just never says a word?
I mean, that might
he
be something
never says a word. Yeah.
My answer is Shavers.
Shavers.
Seriously.
Shavers.
Shavers right now, really? Is he's still a concept. What if we got more of tonight what Joe Brady highlighted in that one meeting? Effort. What if we got Shavers' ankle injury working through it? Like right now, you've got a certain number of Bills fans that are ready to dump Curtis Samuel because he's not available. And if you got to know Shavers a little bit more and thought, maybe put it this way, if you got to see what McDermott sees when he says he's a true Buffalo Bill, If I'm Shavers' agent, I'm praying that Hard Knocks wants to just feature him and show him as much as possible. You need attention. You need the fans to know your makeup. You need that. If you get that, again, does it make the GM make a different decision? Probably not. But Go a long way with the fans who you've, in limited preseason and one catch in a regular season game, you've made a little bit of a mark here, and this is your window. If Curtis Samuel is still hurt, if he's not practicing, if he's still out, this is your window. And if I could get a show to show people how hard you've been grinding for it,
whatever,
we would get to see it.
Yeah, I guess we will get that one way or another anyway. Like, every year you get the story of the guy that's on the bubble and trying to fight to make the roster, right? So, if you were going to pick somebody, I guess it could very easily be Shavers. It could be Joe Andreessen also,
it's right? A good one.
Joe Andreessen, I think, is a very possible option. I think he is much safer to make the roster than Shavers is. Like, much, much. I mean, he was on the roster last year.
Yep.
And Shavers, this is his third year, and he has yet to do that. So, I guess if you're looking for a bubble guy, yeah, I mean, he would probably be it. There's a big clip, there's a big highlight in the preseason game for him, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's not a bad one. How far do we really want to take the Shavers car out for a spin, though? Like, he's interesting to make the team, but he's not going to make an impact of any means this regular season.
I don't think so either. The most interesting part of Shavers is that
he could get Curtis Samuel maybe off the roster.
That he has disrupted what we all probably thought was a pretty locked-in five.
That's right.
We came to camp saying, can anybody crack that?
Right.
And he might have a look at it.
Right. Because if he's on the roster, is he catching 20 passes this year?
Not unless somebody's hurt and he goes in because there's an injury.
Right.
But, like, I think about Shavers for this. The window's open. Is there any way to get him either to unseat a receiver above him or convince them to carry six?
Right, which they could do, and they have done.
Which they've done before, and last year they only carried five.
Right. That's right.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. At least five out of camp. And then, you know, they trade for Cooper, but they dump MVS.
It was always fluid.
Yeah.
Was Jalen Virgil on the active roster at one point even? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Virgil dressed he dressed for more games than Shavers
did.
Yeah. So anyway, 803-0550 if you want to join us. At NFL.com, Andy Reid. This is going to be a story here. I'm gonna bother you with this one. Ready?
Okay.
Ready? Remember this?
Yeah.
Sometimes we talk about how July is peak manufacturing football content.
Yes, it is.
August is the sequel.
Yeah. Right. But there is more. There is more to
headline at NFL.com from Kevin Patra. The piece from Kevin Patra. I don't know who wrote the headline. Andy Reid on chatter: the Chiefs' window is closing. Quote: we don't listen to all the noise.
Okay, file that away.
The Chiefs' window is closing?
Yeah, so that's what someone out there
is
saying.
The suggestion is that the Chiefs' window is closing?
And now what someone has done is given Andy Reid the fuel to say, there's like, guys, they're not believing in us again. Make sure to remind them. Who's saying their window is closed? Anybody?
I don't know.
Maybe you.
What might the window closing person mean?
Just because I'm picking them not to win the division doesn't mean that I think their window's closed, is it? Or is that what that is?
I don't know.
They could win a Super Bowl in 3 years.
Bill Simmons.
I just don't think they're winning the division.
Bill Simmons from The Ringer has named Josh Allen the best quarterback in football. I saw that.
His own tier, and then it was Mahomes, Jackson, and Burrow on the second tier.
Bulletin board material. Ron and Alden. Hey, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys. Quick question, and I won't hang up until you hang up on me because I know I did that yesterday. I'm sorry. So the practice squad. So let's say we put Sabres on a practice squad, and someone wants to claim him. Could we bring him back like NHL to put some waivers, but they try to claim you can bring him back? Or if you put him on and somebody takes him, that's it, we lose him? Or do we still have a right to bring him back? It was just testing if somebody will take him or not.
The way that it works, Ron, if you go to the practice squad, if a team wants to grab him off your practice squad, you have to put him on your active roster to keep him.
Okay, all right.
And then he can't go back to the practice squad. He's got to be on your active roster for the rest of the year.
All right, so that's what I'm wondering, if the Bills are trying to sneak him on there.
They could.
They can't sneak anybody, but yeah, they could. And, you know, and then see, that's what they'll happen. And what are they? Tell your boss they should let you spend a day or two out there at County Fair doing the size show live from there. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, all right, you guys, have a great day. Thanks.
Thanks, Ron.
Live from the fair.
I'm hoping to get to the fair this week.
Yeah.
It's
so hot out.
It is hot.
It's so hot out.
It is. Best fair game. Go. I got it. Is that the easy answer?
I got it. Yeah.
I got it on Sunday.
Did you yelled out, I got it?
Yeah. I'm very excited.
What a feeling.
I had never won before either. So
what
I was super ecstatic.
Great times. That's big.
Won a Bills football.
There you go. Yeah, I got it as easily.
How many games that are on the Midway? How many games have names? You've got, like, throw the ping pong ball into the jar for the fish.
Right.
You've got the ring around the bottle toss, right? Ring toss around a bottle. You've got the squirt gun game.
Yep, there's always a, like,
the squirt gun racehorse game.
There's always one of the basketball games, like the pop-a-shot game.
Right. Did you see Coleman the other day at the fair shooting the basketball around and giving the prizes that he was winning to fans?
Who? Oh, Coleman. Yeah, I did see that. Coleman, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was really cool.
They make those purposely more difficult, though.
Yeah, they're tiny little rims.
Yeah, the rims are smaller. Yeah. They don't tell you that. It's misleading, really, is what it is.
Sal Capaccio has called in for a quick check-in. Hey, Sal, what's
on
up?
On fair games?
Yeah,
hi,
right.
Hi, guys. How are you?
On the midway at the fair?
Hi, Sal.
On guess your weight, guess your age, which one? Go ahead, Sal.
It's all right. I'll be the fair tomorrow, by the way, in the Bass Fitter booth, so people can come by.
Oh,
very
nice.
Good.
Nice.
There you go. Couple things. Heading down now. We're going to be at the stadium. Sean McDermott at 9 o'clock today. Figured I'd just give a check-in. We'll carry him live on WGR, and obviously we'll find out today from Sean early on if we expect James Cook to practice or not. That's going to happen. They do practice at 9:30. Media gets to watch all of practice, just like St. John Fisher.
Okay.
We just there's just no fans. Really, that's really the only difference right now. This time of year. I also wanted to chime in. I just heard the guy in the practice squad question. Let me just correct so everybody has the right information here.
Mm-hmm.
So if a guy is on the practice squad, which there's no practice squad until after final cuts, then you sign guys to the practice squad. A team can't just claim him. They can't just say, we take this guy. They have to offer him a contract. All practice squad players are free agents, right, is what it is. They can offer him a contract. The guy says, either I want to stay here or I want to go with you. You're correct, Jeremy. If he signs with the other team, they must go to the 53. However, they only have to keep him on there for 4 weeks.
Okay.
Not the whole season. And then, but they can release him within that 4 week time, but they have to carry him on their roster technically for 4 weeks and pay him four game checks. You know what I mean? So that's how that works. And then once they release him, he can go back to their practice squad, the Bills practice squad, whatever. And if he hasn't been in the league 4 years, obviously he's subject to waivers at that point as well.
But it's once he, like, if he were to sign with the Lions, the Bills then have the right to say, well, we'll put him on our active roster. You don't get to take him.
No, don't have a right. It is literally up to the player.
Okay.
Like, you get the Bills. Here, it's a courtesy, really, Joe. What it is, let's just say Tyrell Shavers is on the Bills practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lions say, you know what? We'd really like you. We would like to bring you. A lot of times what happens is the agent tells the Bills, hey, we're going to go there on their 53. Do you want it to put us on your 53?
Okay.
They'll say, we have no room.
Gotcha.
They'll say, then we're going over there. Or he can say, you know what? We're going to decline that because we think there's a better path for us eventually in Buffalo anyway.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense.
But there is no right of first refusal, and there is no requirement for the agent to do that.
Okay. One quick thing, Sal. So McDermott at 9 o'clock, we'll ask him, you know, he'll be asked if he expects Cook to participate. We got to sharpen up how we're going to ask him, because he kind of gamed us at the last practice of training camp saying, I do expect him to, and then say, well, I expect everyone. So who knows? We'll see if he's got any information about whether or not he expects him to, if he's been told he will. But that's coming up 9 o'clock, right?
9 o'clock, and then I think when we went to the Saturday after the game, post-game after the game was very revealing, I thought, when he said, we had a good conversation.
Yeah.
We had a conversation. I think he said good, but either way, he said, we had a conversation, and he wanted James to play. He said he wanted James Cook to play, and James decided not to play.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty revealing in itself. Like, McDermott talked a lot after the game, guys, about getting guys back this week from injury. And, like, this is a big week. We need to get guys back. And I think that includes James Cook, and he's not injured. You know what I mean? So.
Yep.
You know, they have this joint practice against the Bears on Friday, and then they have a game on Sunday, and that's the last time a lot of these guys are going to really suit up. So it is a big week for everybody. Like, this is the chance to kind of get ready for the season here for a lot of these guys.
So practice on Friday, one joint practice, just the one day?
One day of joint practice with the Bears on Friday, that's correct.
Okay.
So the team will fly out to Chicago Thursday, joint practice on Friday, and that can look like anything. That's, you know, a practice like you see at St. John Fisher, except there's two teams instead of one. It's not just like scrimmaging all the time. It's literally one-on-ones. It's O-line, D-line, those kinds of things. And, you know, that's a great opportunity for your quarterbacks, including Josh Allen, of course, to be able to get a lot of work because you can't touch the quarterback in those settings.
Yep. All right, Sal, thank you. We'll dial you up at 9 o'clock.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
All right, Sal Cabaccio heading to the stadium for today's practice. An update coming from head coach Sean McDermott. And that'll be at 9 o'clock. We'll carry that for you, as much of it as we see fit. You know, these kind of pressers aren't all that long, but we'll get what we can out of McDermott ahead of today's practice. Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic on the Bears, who the Bills will practice with this weekend, practice Friday, game Sunday. How are things going for the Bears at camp? What can they learn out of this joint practice? What can they learn from this preseason game? We'll check in with Chicago coming up next. All right, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Sean McDermott at 9 o'clock. Made the latest on James Cook. Bills practicing today at their facility ahead of a week that brings a trip to Chicago. They'll play the Bears Sunday night. They'll practice with the Bears on Friday with a joint practice. We see many of those around the NFL. Joining us on the Wester Hotline, senior writer for The Athletic on the Bears, covering the Bears, Kevin Fishbane joins us. Kevin, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for taking some time today.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're all right.
Is it odd that a team would have two joint practices in the same offseason? Because they just had one with the Dolphins, right?
Yeah, it's the first time I've experienced it. You know, I will say in past years, they'll have two joint practices with the same team. So maybe in their mind, they're having the same number of joint practices, just one with a team, one with another team.
Yeah.
You know, Detroit was big on joint practices, did not play their guys a lot in the preseason. That's where Ben Johnson's coming from. That's where maybe this kind of sparked. And then taking advantage of the fact that they have the back-to-back home preseason games, they kind of decided might as well. But, yeah, it is a little unique.
Kevin, on Ben Johnson, is he the sexiest coach candidate of the last 5 years? I mean, he'd been a candidate that I'm sure a lot of fan bases out there thought, this guy, look what he did for Detroit, look what he did for Jared Goff. How has it gone over in his first offseason and preseason here so far?
Yeah, well, I do think the proximity here to being in the same division in Detroit certainly heightened that allure of Ben Johnson. But you're right. I mean, this was somebody who we thought was going to take that Washington job a couple of years ago, and then was, you know, right there with Jacksonville and the Raiders this time around as well. And, yeah, I mean, when people ask me about how things are going with the Bears, you know, I usually kind of start with him because right now it's been very impressive what he's, you know, kind of what he's instilled. Now, I should note that this is my 13th year covering the Bears and my fifth head coach. So now, you know, you guys in Buffalo, you've had a lot of stability right now, but I know there was certainly a time in Bill's era where you're familiar with that kind of ratio of coaches to seasons. So I want to temper things a little bit, but just based on what we've seen in camp, the way players have responded, the way camp has been run, has been impressive. And the other thing with Ben Johnson, compared to almost every other coach I've covered here, is the guy has done it. And by done it, I mean he's called plays at an incredibly high level. And the Bears, at least, have never had that.
Obviously, job number one is getting Caleb Williams to a good spot. How big of a lift is that after year one? Was it as bad as it looked? Was it? I don't want to make that sound like it looked very, very bad, but where is Caleb?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Williams coming from after year one, I guess is a better way to ask that.
Yeah, it's, you know, like in some ways you want to say this is like his rookie year all over again. You know, Ben Johnson said they've kind of almost told them to forget everything he learned. Like you got to wipe away some of the things he was taught last year and you're almost starting over. But the flip side of that is, you know, they spent a lot of money and a lot of capital on three interior offensive linemen. They signed Grady Jarrett. They used a first-round pick and a second-round pick on skill players. This is a team that wants to compete right now. They've got a couple of Pro Bowlers on the defensive side of the ball. So, you know, maybe 5-10 years ago, you'd sit there and go, okay, you know, quarterbacks, we can have a little bit more patience and see this thing through and watch him learn a new offense and all that. But, you know, this guy's number one pick. He was a Heisman Trophy winner. He came out of college with such great accolades. You'd like to see this happen quicker. And, you know, the Jaden Daniels and C.J. Strouds of the world make it a little harder to be patient. So there's obviously all eyes are on him. Camp has been bumpy. And, you know, there have been some nice flashes. I think we're seeing what it's like to learn a really detailed offense, and they've admitted they're throwing a ton at him. They want training camp to be super difficult to get him ready for what he's going to see in the regular season. But hey, you guys know full well. I mean, look, Josh Allen. I was saying this yesterday. He used to be the unicorn, and in some ways, I think he still is in terms of what happened to him his first year and what he has turned into. I do think that quarterbacks are now. You know, you have your Baker Mayfields and Geno Smiths out there. I'd like to think it's more likely for guys these days to struggle early on, and then you get a new coach, a new play call, or even a new team, and you figure it out. But for a while, it was like there's Josh Allen and there's nobody else. And so I think Bears fans are going to think about, you know, looking ahead to this weekend, Josh Allen's going to come to town. They can probably say, well, Josh's first year was – that was tough. You know, so was Caleb Williams. You know, that maybe he's an example of what things could be in terms of a best-case scenario.
Kevin, what I wonder about him is the sacks. He led the league in sacks last year. It felt like every week that was happening. And is Ben Johnson – what do you think he's trying to neuter that completely? Because at the same time, I feel like a lot of his special plays in college and last year, he is holding on to the ball. So I don't know, like, how do you think that looks? I can't imagine they don't want to at least improve it, though.
Yeah, I wondered last year. There was a game late in the season in San Francisco, which was just a horrendous loss. And there were times in that game where you felt like Caleb Williams was escaping the pocket too quickly. Like, I just remember sitting there in the press box and being like, you've got some time. But there was just such a lack of trust in the offensive line. I don't know about the scheme so much, but he at that point he was on his second playbook and second head coach, so you got to imagine there was a lot going on in his head. And I do think that having, you know, these reinforcements coming in the middle is going to help him feel more comfortable to stay in the pocket and make those plays so he doesn't have to kind of run around or back up. And then having guys like a Colson Loveland and Luther Burden to pair with DJ Moore and Roma Dunze and Cole Kmet, again, it's all about building that trust level that he's got to feel better about getting that football out of his hands because he knows the guys are out there. But as you said, I mean, Caleb is a magician outside the pocket. So, you know, I think that's where Ben Johnson's going to come in. And, like, how do we balance this, right? Like, how do we take a guy who is just magnificent when he is on the move versus, like, he just took too many sacks. It's harder to do that in the NFL than it was in college. And we got to figure out the proper balance. And I go back to Ben Johnson. Look, Jared Goff, certainly no one's confusing him for somebody that's doing a lot of work outside the pocket. But Ben Johnson just being this play caller, being this guy who knows how to put points on the board, I think there's a lot of hope that he's the right guy to kind of bring those two sides of Caleb Williams together.
Looking at their weapons around them, you mentioned some of them. How big a leap for Roma Dunze should people expect in year two?
Yeah, you know, Roma Dunze, you look at his rookie season and you wonder how much of that was, you know, you looked at what Brian Thomas did in Jacksonville and Malik Nabers in New York and Bowers in Las Vegas, and I kind of, you know, you kind of looked at Roma Dunze like, why weren't your numbers there? Well, then also you remember the offense was a mess. He was one of the best players in fourth down in the league last year. I think he's got just an incredible skill set, and work ethic is all there. So there is reason to think that that's someone who could really take off. He's had a nice camp so far, but you know, it's also been hard, guys, like this passing game. I got some recency bias as I'm talking to you right now. Like yesterday's practice was pretty rough. So there's been some trouble with a lot of these guys getting on the same page. So, you know, you're trying to figure out what this is going to look like when it's actually the regular season and they've actually got this specific install and specific playbook for this specific game. But Odunze is that guy where he has all the makings of somebody who absolutely takes off in year two. But because he's a wide receiver, that takeoff in year two is – you know, dependent on his quarterback also taking a leap in his second season.
Kevin Fishbane joining us on the Western Hotline. One last one. I have a request here from a Bills fan to ask about our old friend Tremaine Edmonds and how things have gone there for him.
You know, I think Edmonds had a really good camp. Last year was, I'd say, somewhat disappointing for him when you consider what his skill set is and his age and his salary and what he did in 2023. There were people looking right now and trying to figure out, okay, looking at his cap number for next year, how is this going to work? How much longer is he going to be here? Because I think he tied a career low in tackles for loss last season. And look, everything fell apart with last year's team. So I always want to take a lot of the stuff that happened in the second half with a grain of salt. But he's had a good camp. He has been very noticeable. The interception against the Dolphins last week in joint practices. He's been out there every day. I think last year he had to miss some time in camp with something here or there. He's had a bunch of tackles for losses. Like, he's been more noticeable in camp this year that to a point where you should feel good about where he's at. I was looking at him yesterday. I mean, he's still 27. And that was a guy who I remember, like, we kind of had him mocked to the Bears a lot in that 2018 draft. The year they ended up taking Roquan Smith, another off-ball linebacker. So I think he's at a good camp. I think fans are very frustrated with his lack of splash plays last season. But the summer has left me hopeful for what he can do this year.
Very good. Kevin Fishbane on the Bears.
Is a good season for them just making the playoffs? Like a second-place finish? It's a tough division. So like if they finish in second and make the playoffs, is everybody happy there?
Yeah, I think a playoff appearance would make people very pleased. That would be, you're not exceeding expectations by a massive amount, but if you can get to the playoffs with this team, I think people feel really, really good. And I've said this about multiple Bears teams, about multiple first-round quarterbacks. If you're a Bears fan in January, you want to feel that Caleb is just on this ascent, that like you want to feel comfortable. You don't want me to be answering you guys asked at this time next summer about Caleb, because you want to know that he's on this upward trajectory. So that's kind of most important. But if they make the playoffs, he probably is. So if they get to the postseason as a wild card, I think people feel really good about that as Ben Johnson's first year.
Very good. Kevin Fishbane, senior writer for The Athletic, covering the Bears. Kevin, thanks very much, and enjoy the week of more practice, the joint practice, then, of course, Sunday's game.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane on the Bears. When we return, maybe the quad box comes back. We're going to have a little time to check in. I'm so proud of the name of this segment. I'm so proud of it as Owen picks his Premier League team. We'll get a quick check in there, and then Sean McDermott, 9 o'clock, maybe some James Cook news. We'll see what he has to say about Cook, who, when he last spoke, he pointed out he had a long conversation, or a good conversation, I should say, with Cook and how he wanted him to play in the preseason game, but he did not. So Sean McDermott will carry as much of it as we see fit here at 9 o'clock. So we'll carry McDermott, your calls, and a great, great segment coming up on, a big decision Owen faces.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Owen needs to pick a team.
I'm ready to dive in.
Look at the standings.
Is your dad like Manchester United?
He likes does. Man U.
You don't want to do that.
Man City would be hilarious.
No, it would not. No, it would not be hilarious.
This
absolutely not.
Is why I said
fireable
I can't
offense.
Do that.
Yeah,
absolutely not. Oh, I'm going to be an NFL fan. Who should I pick? How about the Chiefs? Yeah, cool. Good times. Get out of here, loser. No. All right, so we've decided Premier League season starts Friday. Owen needs to pick a team. We have between now and Friday to make our case. Mm-hmm. You out there can make your case. Owen's going to pick a Premier League team. We even have suggested maybe, and now that we got the quad box on YouTube, you can see all our faces, he'll have maybe placards so you don't have to buy hats by Friday. Right. And we'll put it out like it's a high school signing or college signing day. And his final mm-hmm. choices will be on the podium. And then he will pick and reveal what team, what club he will be supporting.
Indeed. I'm very excited about this.
Yes, I'm very excited too. Joe's a Liverpool fan. Josh an Everton fan. I'm an Arsenal fan. I will be wearing an Arsenal jersey every day this week.
Wow.
Just to, brand awareness. You see these logos? You see these colors? I was walking in, Joe's like,
listen,
you have enough Arsenals to wear every day this week? I think I have 6 Arsenal kits.
That's like more Bills or Sabres jerseys than I've ever.
That's because they don't change their jerseys every year.
That's
if they did, you'd have 20. Imagine you're 35 years old, and the Bills have a new jersey every year. How many would you have?
Oh.
At least 10?
Yes.
15?
Yes.
Some people would have 30. I have one because every 2 years they put one out, and I'm like, oh, I like that one. I'm going to grab that.
See, I have only a couple because part of it is I like wearing the first one I had, which I think is mm-hmm. the 11-12 kit for Liverpool because it shows how long I've been a fan. Like, hey, I've been doing this for 15 years.
Yeah. Well, that's
look, here's my jersey to prove it.
I've got one that's old that I almost wore today, but I didn't. It's yellow and maroon.
Ooh.
It's my first one. Ooh, those colors. Oh, you like those colors? I'll wear it tomorrow.
Like those colors.
I'll wear it tomorrow.
I've
now it's yellow or it was yellow at the start? Too.
Oh, it was yellow.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't get yellow. So.
How old was it?
So Owen's got to pick a team.
I do. I've got a working list going. Here, I'll pull up my working list at the moment. We've got Arsenal's on there. Liverpool's on there for you two. Everton, Josh.
I like that he put Everton on there. Josh.
We know
he's not.
Crock.
He's not thinking about Everton.
Hey, they just got Jack Grealish.
Everton.
I actually forgot to include it on the list initially, and then Josh
so they're not on the list.
Yeah,
they're not on the list.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Chelsea's on there.
Everton's on the list like Bill Belichick famously listed Josh Reed on the Bills' weapons. Like, oh, yeah, Josh Reed.
Just you wait. Champions League season incoming.
But, yeah, I got Crystal Palace, Tottenham, Burnley, Man U, Man City.
Ooh, you know what we should do? Famous fans.
No Sunderland? Sunderland till I die?
I'm open to adding a couple. Stop adding any teams today.
No, you also shouldn't pick a team like that is like they will never win the Premier League as long as
they Liam Neeson, famously a Crystal Palace fan.
Ooh.
That's supposed to, you like Liam Neeson?
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Everybody likes Liam Neeson.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Everybody likes Liam Neeson?
Yes.
I don't disagree with that. I think that's right.
Likes Liam Neeson.
Everybody
he's awesome.
Famous Burnley fans. How about that one?
No, don't Burnley. Was Burnley on your list? Was Chelsea? Was Chelsea on your list?
This is the starting list. Chelsea's on there. Burnley's on there.
Okay.
Get Chelsea off their list right now.
So who's not on the list? Leeds is not on the list.
Leeds isn't on
Fulham
there.
Is not on the
Fulham's
list.
Not on
Everton is not on the list at this moment.
How do you feel about Tom Hanks? He's a famous Aston Villa fan, apparently.
Tom Hanks is awesome.
You like Liam Neeson more than you like Tom Hanks?
That feels really wrong to say, but
I don't want him as a Liverpool fan.
I guess.
Get out of here.
Hey,
what
Samuel
a disaster. That's so bad.
Josh is over here. Everyone.
Sir
over
Paul Samuel McCartney Jackson. Is also an Everton fan.
Oh, wow.
Listen, I don't even. LeBron is a Liverpool. LeBron's a Liverpool owner, by the way.
Congrats.
The Beatles. How about the Beatles? You know, they're good.
Dave Bautista. He's cool. He's a Spurs fan.
Listen to this.
Jude Law.
Did you hear what just happened? I brought out the Beatles, and he brought back a wrestler from 2008.
I have one of the Beatles as an Everton fan. Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Who's the 6th most famous actor in a Marvel movie. Yeah.
You don't even have the Beatles. The Beatles were split.
How about Dr. Dre and Brad Pitt?
Also,
how about that?
Don't get me started on
that's
the
Liverpool. We bring out the A-list.
I am not here for Dave Bautista's slander.
How about Millie
a
Bobby
sixth
Brown?
Best actor in a Marvel movie. Dave Bautista steals every movie he's in.
How about Daniel Craig? James Bond?
He was so good in Blade Runner.
James Bond is a Liverpool fan.
I'm stopping the show to get the Dave Bautista slander out of it. He's awesome.
I'm with you, Jeremy.
He's fine. He's good. Awesome.
Except he's a Spurs fan, so he can get out of here.
Tottenham's got an early lead for me here.
Get out of here.
Just power rankings, Tottenham is sitting in the one spot right now.
Angelina Jolie. Mike Myers.
Your guy, Tommy Fleetwood.
Oh,
who's
Everton
he?
Fan.
Everton. Famous Arsenal fans.
Billy Bob Thornton.
I've got the Queen.
Oh.
How about that?
That's tough.
Elvis Costello.
Idris Elba, Arsenal fan.
Mm.
Piers Morgan. He's kind of annoying. Don't
John look at Oliver.
Sylvester Stallone.
For who?
Everton.
We're having conversations here, and you're just shouting out Everton.
Hey, I got to support my guys.
Kevin Costner, Demi Moore, Lewis Hamilton. Oh, we got Lewis Hamilton? Great.
There's,
do the right thing. Choose Arsenal.
I got to whittle it down.
I might protest the Liam Neeson thing. I see Liam Neeson on a list of Liverpool fans right here. Boy.
Look at Liverpool probably would.
Or maybe Liam Neeson is just.
You probably
just
would fake it.
He's like Rob Lowe with the shield helmet.
Yeah,
or the
right.
shield hat.
He likes all the shields.
Just all likes right. the league.
Danny DeVito likes Arsenal. You know,
ooh. Danny DeVito.
Benedict
the Beatles and Dr. Dre.
Benedict
my case.
The Beatles don't do anything for me. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Fine. Cool.
Nothing?
Nothing.
They invented the way that songs are structured.
The Beatles. Why don't you tell us who Woodrow Wilson liked? Who, you know, whatever. Congratulations. Sean McDermott on the other side.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.